Hey everyone!
Hola a todos!
This is Jahaira.
And this is Stephanie, and welcome back to another episode of Cuento Crimen Podcast.
And as you already know by the title, today we have an update for you all.
No es nuestro episodio regular. That one will still be released on Wednesday, but today we have an update for you all on Sofia Juarez's case.
Y antes de empezar el caso, we would like to give you all a heads up.
We will be talking about sensitive topics y queremos darles una advertencia porque vamos a hablar de temas sensibles.
And again, queremos decir que hablamos de estos casos con todo respeto a las familias y a las víctimas. So now, let's jump into this update.
Okay, so this is an update. So we do advise that if you want to be in the loop, that you should go listen to the episode on Sofia Juarez that we covered a while back. And then this update will make a lot more sense.
Yeah. And so just like a quick summary to kind of refresh everyone who has listened to Sofia's episode. Si se acuerdan, Sofia desapareció el día antes de su fifth birthday when she went running after her grandma's boyfriend who was going to like the corner store. It wasn't late at night, pero ya en la tardecita.
And now it has been over 20 years since she went missing. And recently there has been a TikTok video circulating around. And in that video, un muchacho está entrevistando a una muchacha. And people have made assumptions that she looks a lot like Sofia.
Mm-hmm. Y en el video, el muchacho le pregunta a la muchacha por su nombre y que dónde vive. And if she wants to give a shout out to anyone. Y ella dice que le quiere mandar saludos a su familia porque ya tiene mucho sin verlos.
The guy interviewing her le preguntó por qué no ha visto a su familia en muchos años. Y ella le contestó diciéndole que she hasn't been able to see her family because she was kidnapped. And dicen que puede estar por francés, por otros lugares. And that's what like the rumors of her whereabouts are. Yeah. And she hasn't been able to connect with her family.
Yeah. And it seems like the person interviewing her didn't take this too seriously because I think he like makes a joke after that. Like he kind of just shook it off. And I think if you like watch the TikTok video, it kind of makes sense as to like why he kind of shook it off. And she, you know, she was also like very, I don't know, Steph, like you've seen the video too. And like when she answers that one specifically, it's like she wants to say more, but she doesn't want to say more. I don't know. At least I got that sense from her. And so, yeah, so like this video went viral and everyone started commenting on it saying, and you know, that it was Sofia. They assumed that it was her.
Yeah, y luego también le preguntó el señor que cuántos años tenía. Ella dijo 25, 26, pero no me gusta hablar de mi cumpleaños.
Yeah.
And so if you connect that back to Sofia, she went missing the day before her birthday. So, you know, that connection, right? It could be just a coincidence, but it's still a connection that people have made on social media and like, have been commenting. And so, para hablar más del señor del TikTok, we don't really, like, know or, like, have seen his videos too much, but we kind of got the understanding that he does this for entertainment.
Yeah. Like, it seems like he goes around, again, we don't know, like, his background or anything, but it seems like he goes around just interviewing, like, people who may be homeless, people who may be wanting to reaching out to family, you know, that have been long lost relatives. But yeah, it definitely seems like it's just for entertaining purposes, which again would make sense why he kind of just shook it off when, you know, she said that she was kidnapped years ago.
Y ahora que his like TikTok viewers made that connection to Sofia, that potential connection, él sí ha tratado de buscarla. Sí. Like he's been, you know, trying to work to, I don't know, get this somewhere.
Yeah.
So, you know, we do want to say that as
Yeah, he's been like, I think he's been cooperating with the police department. So yeah, he's definitely stepped up to it. Yeah.
So The woman in the video fits the age that Sofía would be currently today. Y también su cara tiene facciones similares a las de Sofía. And we will have a picture of the woman in the video and Sofía as well as the five-year-old picture, just to, you know, put that there. Yeah. And we would like y'all to let us know if y'all see those similarities.
Mm-hmm. Pero cuando Kennewick Police Department empezó a investigar, la familia de la muchacha from the video dice que ella no es Sofía, and they are denying all allegations.
And, you know, I don't know. I just think it's strange that her family members are denying the police department to do a DNA test. Mm-hmm. Like, they don't even want her to talk to anyone. Like, they're just hiding her.
Yeah.
Which I get, you know, like...
trying to protect her,
maybe. But again, like, there's so many people that want answers.
Yeah.
So, like, just do the DNA test if you're not hiding anything.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't cost you anything.
Exactly. And I just feel like if there's, like, a big misunderstanding like this... just do the test, get it over with, and, you know, both families get the answers, mm-hmm. you know? Pero como siempre decimos, like, si alguien está escondiendo o corriendo, es por algo.
Yeah, it's very scary. Like, yeah. A lo mejor she's not connected to Sofía, but who knows? She could be in some danger.
True. It could open up another whole case, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. It definitely seems like, at least to me, like they're hiding something.
Yeah, and the video is still being investigated, so we are not saying it is Sofía.
Mm-hmm.
We're saying, like, you know, it's still being investigated. There is not enough information to go to that conclusion.
Yeah, the investigation, I think it's, like, barely beginning, and it's also hasn't been able to get much information because, again, la familia de la muchacha doesn't want to step up. So... as far as we're concerned, like, these are just allegations that people are making, and it is not certain that that is Sofía Juárez. But along with this, the KPD has released a new suspect description. Y I just want to say, like, cuando leí esto al principio, I was very shocked.
So the new description states that it is a Hispanic juvenile male who at the time was between the age 11 to 14 years old and now is around 29 years old. His description from 20 years ago is that he is a light complexioned and described as chubby.
So yeah, so this is like a whole new, I feel like, just even like the age range of who you're looking for, you know? I mean, because we didn't really have a suspect, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think había rumores of, you know, a man in a van. But I don't know. I feel like everyone just kind of like had their minds wrapped around that it was possibly a male, mm-hmm. you know, a grown male. And so now it's like, oh my goodness, like it's a teenage boy.
Yeah. Y en el artículo que leímos, dicen que el muchacho, el muchachito,
mm-hmm.
Was holding Sofía's hand and they cross the street and then he's laughing as he's walking her away.
Yeah.
So I think that's very scary too, yeah. that a little boy is doing that.
And I feel like it might just even be like a tactic. To
yeah.
be honest.
Like who's giving this little boy instructions? So it's very scary. But I also think that it's kind of crazy, unfair. I don't understand why the police department never said this
yeah.
to the public. Like, I get you have to protect the case,
mm-hmm.
pero ya van más de 20 años.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking that too. Like, mm-hmm. ¿por qué decir esto hasta hoy? Como dices tú, después de, like, 20 years. But at the same time, I wonder if this was information that they already had. Or is this, like, a new eyewitness that came forward?
That's true. We don't know that.
Yeah.
We don't know that.
Yeah. So it's just kind of like... you know, it did somebody
when did they
up?
Find out this?
Yeah, exactly. So I don't know. It's just like it kind of just shakes up the whole case because, like, potentially it is changing up the story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like for so many years, possibly, you know, everyone was looking for the wrong person in charge. You know.
Mm-hmm.
For now, though, like that is all that we know about Sofía's case. Obviously, you know, it would be great to be able to say if whether or not the girl from the video is Sofía. But for now, that information just isn't confirmed. So we can't say much about it, but we did want to bring that up to the light. Queríamos compartir con ustedes, you know, this new suspect that they have in mind in case anyone knows anything, you know?
So, you know, it is a bit unclear as to where the investigation is currently at, pero por el momento no se sabe si la muchacha del video es Sofía.
Mm-hmm. And so for now, Sofía is still missing. So again, if you have any information, you know, make sure to reach out to the Kennewick Police Department.
And keep sharing her story. Like, yeah. Her story right now has gotten a lot of attention on social media.
Which makes me really happy.
Yeah. So, like, let's keep doing that. Yeah. Give the police department more reason to
ask for that DNA test.
Yeah.
Yeah. Put the pressure on. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And we also know, like, Sofia's family is, like, patiently waiting for answers. So, you know, the sooner they get answers, like, the sooner they are to closure and finding Sofía, hopefully, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, thank you all so much for listening on this update. And thank you all, too, for the ones that have reached out to us to ask or to share the news about the TikTok video. We appreciate it so much. Mm-hmm. Again, that's also why we wanted to, like, come on here and do this quick update. Mm-hmm. Para los que no sabían, or just so we can have this discussion and see if anyone else knows any more information that we don't know.
And also a huge thank you to the family member that we're connected with.
Yeah.
And thank you for the, you know, information. Yeah. And, you know, we do wish the family the best and answers.
And, of course, we're always here to support them as well. So, yeah, we will see you all on Wednesday for our regular scheduled episode. Sorry, I like kind of had a little brain fart, but yeah, we'll see you then.
What's up, guys? This is the Unnoticed Podcast
with your host, George,
and your host, Ricardo, where we get straight into pop culture, true crime, conspiracies, and scary stories,
making you feel like you're right in the room with your homies.
And you can find the Unnoticed Podcast on all platforms.
And with that being said,
welcome back to the spot. Don't make it hot.
We love you,
even if you love us or not.
Ah. Clown Boys.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.